There was a time on earth within the book of heaven, an old account was standing for sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top, and many things behold. I went unto the keeper and I settled it long ago, long ago. That's my record.
Yes, hallelujah. Praise God.
Another verse of this, if you'd like, number 306. Let's sing the second verse in the chorus again. It's good to have you all here tonight. We're here to glorify the Lord, to worship God, and expect results. Sing the second verse. The old account was large and growing every day.
A couple songs, Donald. Praise the Lord. I feel like we're going to have revival tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lead us a couple songs, brother.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
The blessed Savior wrote my name when I was born again. He wrote it when He saved my soul. He wrote that I had made a right by every sinful wrong. He wrote my name on His soul. My name went up
Feels good in here tonight. Felt good before I got here tonight. Felt good all day. I tell you what, Lord's good to us. Lord is wonderful to us. I just wanted to testify a minute and tell you that Kelly, my brother, is really wanting the Holy Ghost bad. I talked to him on the way home last night, and he was baptized when he was 15, and I was baptized when I was young, at a young age, and when I got the Holy Ghost again, or come back as long as when I was a little bitty boy, and I said, I want to be baptized again. I told him, that's when I got the Holy Ghost. I told him, I said, have you considered it? I said, you lived a rough life. You've been living a rough life. I asked him who baptized, and he told me, Brother Talbert. And I said, well, that's good and all. I said, but if you feel like that's what you want to do, Kelly, you want to clean up your filthy life again, you want to do it right, I said, I wouldn't think twice about it. I'd go ahead and get baptized again. Go ahead and get it over with. I said, just get them old filthy sins washed away. And I think he's considering it again, but he really appreciated our church and the way you prayed for him. He said he felt something that he hadn't felt. The way you prayed for him, and he had to go out. They got a Valentine out party out there tonight at Brother Harmon's. But I think the boy's going to get the Holy Ghost. Kelly has dealt in dope. He sold it. He's drunk. He's on the verge of being a complete alcoholic. And he stayed out all night long. He's come in just beat to death, beat up. He's been shot at, just all kinds of stuff. You name it, he's been out there in it. And people don't realize this. You know, it's just my brother, but I know a lot of other people's come from that way, not only him. There's been a bunch of them. I'm just lucky to say that I never have messed with dope. I've been around it when I was in Vietnam. I had opportunity after opportunity. If I had it shoved down me, I've even took it by mistake where people has tried to get me hooked on it when I was in the Army, when out at Oklahoma with Janet. And I had enough sense to stay away from it. But I had, when I first went in the Army, I got drafted, and I laid down in Louisiana one night. I laid down as I went on the post. They took me in. I took them away from my family and all, and I'd never been away from home like this. I was a country boy. I never went to town about once a year. And they took and sent me off down. I felt like I was just lost. Man, I didn't know a soul, hadn't seen nobody, don't know nobody. And I laid up on that bed that night, and I'll never forget it. And this is why I feel like God kept his hand on me. When I laid in that bed one night, I laid up there, and all them boys around me, I was bald like a baby, sit up there and cry. I said, God, I said, I can see I need you. I said, it's just something about it now. I said, God, I said, you got to keep your hand on me. I said, I'll promise you, if you'll see me through this and get me out of here alive and get me through what I've got to go through, I said, God, I'll live for you. I said, I'll do it. I'll promise you. And I sit up there and cried, I guess it was half a night. I know them other boys never heard me, but they didn't say a word. I was praying. I knew how to pray. I mean, this wasn't new to me, but I just wasn't living right. So God, I threw all of my stuff and all of my going through I had to. God kept his hand on me. And seeing it, I come back over here alive and come back safe, and I didn't keep that promise when I got back. And if you ever make a promise, you better make your mind, you better don't make that promise unless you intend to keep it, because God will see to that. He put pressures on me that I didn't feel like I could take. But through it all, I said, come on in church and live right, and I appreciate God for it, and I know he's a healer, and he's a Holy Ghost Savior, and he's everything. He's great all in all.
Praise God. Praise God. What do you do when everything goes wrong? Pray. What do you do when your night seems long? Pray, my brother, pray. What do you do when your soul stops singing? What do you do when the bell stops ringing? What do you do when you've lost your joy? Pray. Christ, we'll need you there, down on your knee. In your place of prayer, he'll hear your plea. Oh, you can go to the Lord anytime, night or day. What do you do when everything goes wrong? Pray. Christ will meet you there, down on your knee. In your place of prayer, he'll hear your plea. Oh, you can go to the Lord anytime, night or day. What do you do when everything goes wrong? Pray.
When are you and your daughter got a song for us tonight?
Will
you and Melody? Okay. Y'all do that. After this, we want the trio, Danny and Linda and Janet to come and sing, and then we're going to have the choir to sing a couple songs. Hallelujah. My grandmother, I brought her up here, and she got baptized. How old was she, brother? You remember? I believe she was 82 years old, I think. She got baptized in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Okay, Linda.
Learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my guide. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. 'Cause I found out if I trust him, he will provide. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my guide. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. 'Cause I found out if I trust him, he will provide. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on his arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on his arms. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on his arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on his arms. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my guide. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. 'Cause I found out if I trust him, he will provide. Oh, how sweet to walk in this narrow way, leaning on his arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on his arm. Oh, how sweet to walk in this narrow way, leaning on his arm. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on his arm.
Sing with us.
I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my guide. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. If I trust him, he will provide. Well, I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my guide. I'm learning how to lean. If I trust him, he will provide.
Amen. Well, Danny, you and Sister Janet, Sister Linda, come and get ready.
Watch ye, therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, driving for a ride, you shall wear robe and crown. Watch ye, therefore, you know not the day when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, driving for a ride, you shall wear robe and crown.
I'm gonna wear a 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 crown.
When the trumpet sounds,
when the trumpet
sounds,
when the trumpet sounds,
oh, I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Just as soon
as the beast strikes Zion,
gonna lay down
my heavy burden,
gonna
put on the robe and glory,
gonna shout
and tell the mighty story. We shall wear a robe and crown. Watch ye, therefore, you know not today when the Lord shall call your soul away. If you're fighting, driving for the ride, you shall wear a robe and
crown. I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
Oh,
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Just as soon
as the beast strikes
Zion, and
lay down
a
heavy
burden,
put on the
robe of glory and
crown,
tell the
bright
story.
We shall wear a robe and
crown. Oh, I'm gonna wear a crown.
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 When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet
sounds. Oh, I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Just as soon
as the beast strikes
Zion,
lay down the
heavy
burden, put on the robe
and glory,
and shout and tell the
bright story.
We shall wear a robe and
oh, I'm gonna wear a crown.
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 When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
When the trumpet sounds.
Oh,
I'm
gonna wear a crown.
As soon as the beast strikes,
feet drop down,
lay down the
heavy
burden, put on the robe and glory,
and shout
and tell the bright
story.
We shall wear a robe and crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
Gonna wear a crown.
I'm gonna wear a crown.
sound,
when the trumpet
sound,
when the trumpet
sound,
when the trumpet
sound, when the trumpet
sound,
I'm gonna wear a crown,
gonna wear a crown,
choir, come on up here. Everyone that's in the choir, and everyone that wants to join. Brother Rose, stand and testify.
Brother Samuel, I love the Lord tonight. You know, Brother Hart talked about this last night. Having walls around me. You know, Luxor, a year and a half ago, I had a wall around me. It's been built on tradition for my family. It's been built on falsehood.
That's right.
This one day, I'm going to turn along and mention something to me.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory, glory, glory.
All I need to do is just jump to that.
Yes.
Jump through that wall.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Praise God.
I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise His holy name. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise Him. I love to praise His holy name. You see, He's my rock, my judge, my shield. He's my will. Oh, yes, He is. And He will.
something within me. Holding the rain. I've got something I can't explain. Something, yeah. I'm so glad I know I've got that something within me. Something within me. Holding the rain. I've got something I can't explain. Something, yeah. I'm so glad I know I've got that something. Well, it makes me laugh, and it makes me cry, and that's my yearning. So I'm fine. I've never been to heaven, but I've been told. Reach up there, I'll pay with gold. I'm so glad I know I've got that something. Well, it makes me laugh, and it makes me cry. That's my yearning. Gone far, 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 far. Well, I've never been to heaven, but I've been told. Reach up there, I'll pay with gold. I'm so glad I know I've got that something. Something within me. Holding the rain. I've got something I can explain. Something, yeah. I'm so glad I know I've got that something. Well, it makes me laugh, and it makes me cry, and it sets my yearning. So I'm far, 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 far. I've never been to heaven, but I've been told. Reach up there, I'll pay with gold. I'm so glad I know I've got that something.
Brother Randy, we want you to get ready to sing a song for us tonight. It's been requested that you sing Just Praying One Evening. All I have is yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Sing it with me, if you know it, and worship the Lord tonight. While praying one evening, just talking to the Lord, I told him the needs of my life. I asked him to help me, then I looked into his word, and all of my needs were supplied. My God said, all I have is yours, my child. My hands, my feet, my heart. All I have is yours, my child. I'm yours and I'll never depart. My God said, all I have is yours, my child. My hands, my feet, my heart. All I have is yours, my child. I'm yours and I'll never depart. Once again, I realize, as tears fill my eyes, what love really means to us all. When you're lonely, discouraged, when you've got problems or you're in trouble, he's ready to to answer each call, and I want to say all I have is yours, my Lord. My hands, my feet, my heart. All I have is yours, my Lord. I'm yours and I'll never depart. Hallelujah. Last night we were somewhere in Oklahoma singing that song. About 500 people started singing it and started going into the motions. My hands, and they'd hold their hands out. My feet, and they'd point to their feet. My heart, and then they ended, I'm yours, with both hands up. And it was beautiful. Amen. I wonder if you'd stand with me and do that tonight. Amen. And I want to say all I have is yours, my Lord. My hands, my feet, my heart. All I have is yours, my Lord. I'm yours and I'll never depart. Sing it again. I want to say all I have is yours, my Lord. My hands, my feet, my heart. All I have is yours, my Lord. I'm yours and I'll never depart. I'm yours and I'll never depart. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Baby has been in the hospital, Brother Rose told me the other night. And not that I'm getting old, but I forgot it, Brother Rose. And then her sister Melbourne's aunt from New Edinburgh called a while ago. Brother Gary went up to see about it a while ago. It is better. This is the family that sits back toward the back when they come from Grady. And it has had spinal meningitis. It's just a little baby, a month old or so. But it's better now, and she's hoping, praying they'll get taken home tomorrow. It also has stomach disorder, but she wants us to keep praying. Let's give the Lord the praise that things is as well.
Hallelujah.
Things are as well as they are.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thanks, sir.
Well, I never had the privilege to see my Lord, to sit at his feet, to hear his words. It must have been great to see him break the bread, to heal the sick, and to raise the dead. I'd like to have been standing at Lazarus' grave, heard Jesus speak and seen Lazarus' grave. I wasn't there, but I know he's real within my soul.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there when my Savior died.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there when he was crucified.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there when he gave his life to save a sinner like me.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there when he raised the dead.
I wasn't there.
I wasn't there when all the people were dead. I wasn't there, but I know he's real within my soul.
I wasn't there
when my Savior died.
I wasn't there
when he was crucified.
I wasn't there
when he gave his life to save a sinner like me.
I wasn't there
when he raised the dead.
I wasn't there
when all the people were dead. I wasn't there. But I know he's real within my soul. I'd like to have been standing by Moses' side when he gave the command for the sea to divide. Watch the finger out at the youth for a guide to reach that land on the other side. Like to have been there when their meat was supplied, to drink from that rock, for that rock would price. I wasn't there, but I know he's real within my soul.
I wasn't there
when my Savior died.
I wasn't there
when he was crucified.
I wasn't there
when he gave his life to save a sinner like me.
I wasn't there
when he raised the dead.
I wasn't there
when all the people were dead. I wasn't there. But I know he's real within my soul.
Valerie, the lady of this song, and Brother James what?
Valerie. Bird catcher.
Okay. Well, we're glad to have him. Glad to have worship with us tonight.
You turn it over to the preacher, okay?
Praise God.
Everyone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord is good.
Amen.
We're going to turn it over to our evangelist. Even though he's not getting paid tonight, he'll do us a good job. Well, God bless you.
Amen.
Well, hallelujah. I don't guess I preach for pay. It just helps a lot of times. It's good to be here. It's good to be in Pine Bluff. I like what I'm feeling here tonight. You know, when I came into this service, I just almost thought we was in revival, and then it hit me, we are in revival. Amen. I mean, the Spirit is moving here tonight. I like it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Where's that trio at? They're singing. Well, there's one of them. I told Sister Pat, I'm going to have him sing while I'm preaching tonight, so I make me look good, you know, everybody's shouting and jumping, I just preach. Hallelujah. I mean, that trio flat got you people going. Hallelujah. I like that good singing, though. It's like, well, I'll get into that later. I won't start preaching yet. Go ahead and worship with Sister Perry as she sings right now. God bless.
I just want to say thank you first for that offering. That was so sweet. And it's the first church that's ever done that for me. So I'll always remember you all. And I appreciate it. And this is an old song. It's an F. And I don't know if I remember the words, so you may have to help me out. If anybody knows it, just holler down at me. I'll catch it. Oh, what a celebration for getting where we've been. Standing on the top of Zion, triumphant over sin. And then the angels will start singing, and those doorbells start the ringing. And we'll tear all over heaven when the saints go marching in. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side with the saints of old. With a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We're gonna lift our hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about it, it'll happen all over again. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side with the saints of old, standing with a greeting to welcome us across the tide. We're gonna lift our hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about in it, it'll happen all over again. I've been laughed at here for shouting since middle old years ago. But I got more than just religion when Jesus saved my soul. I got a way down to salvation like no mortal tongue can and tell. And in a standing invitation to a hallelujah spell. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meet? We step on the other side with the saints of all, standing with the green to welcome us across the tide. We're going to lift our hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about in it, it'll happen all over again. I've been laughed at here for shouting this minute long years ago. But I've got more than just a religion. When Jesus saved my soul, I got a way down deep salvation like no mortal tongue can tell. And in a standing invitation to a hallelujah spell. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side with the saints of all, standing with the green to welcome us across the tide. We're gonna lift glad hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about in it, it'll happen all over again. Oh, won't that be a hallelujah meeting when we step on the other side with the saints of all, standing with the green to welcome us across the tide. We'll lift glad hands together, go shouting all through the land. And when you think it's just about in it, it'll happen all over again. And when you think it's just about in it, it'll happen all over again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many like what you're feeling here tonight?
Holy Ghost and fire.
How many know that song, The Holy Ghost and Fire? It's keeping me alive. Let's all stand and sing that song here tonight. I praise the Lord because you know what I'm feeling here tonight? I'm feeling that Holy Ghost and fire. And I'm just thinking that it's keeping somebody alive here tonight. Hallelujah. Start it out for some
prayer. Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire. Well, and it's keeping me alive.
Oh, keeping me alive.
Well, it's keeping me alive.
Oh, it's the Holy Ghost and fire.
And it's keeping me alive.
Jesus is keeping me alive.
Oh, hallelujah.
Holy Ghost and fire.
And it's keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive,
oh yes, it's keeping me alive.
Well, it's the Holy Ghost and power,
and it's keeping me alive.
Oh, Jesus
is keeping me alive.
I feel it all over me,
and it's keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive,
oh, it's keeping me alive.
I feel it all over me,
and it's keeping me alive.
Oh, Jesus. That Holy Ghost and fire. That's what got me here tonight. I wouldn't come if I had to walk into the refrigerator and take out my popsicle and put it in my heart. No, not me. But I like to come where I can feel the Holy Ghost and fire. So I can come and feel the life of the Holy Ghost. You know what keeps these lights going? You know what keeps these lights going? It's fire. There's fire's powerhouse. Keeps these lights going. And when we got that fire of the Holy Ghost, it's going to put some power in us. It's going to make us light up like the city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
as we turn to Jeremiah, the 20th chapter. Jeremiah, the 20th chapter. And tonight I'd like to preach the need for the fire within. The need for the fire within. Hallelujah. You know, I can get up here and I can pump and I can prime and I can scream and I can holler and hoop and yell and scream and I can build me a little bonfire out here, the Holy Ghost and somebody two or three around and maybe shout a little bit, but that's not going to do you any good. That's not going to do you any good. You need the fire within your own self. You need that fire down inside. Jeremiah, the 20th chapter and the 9th verse. Many of us could probably quote it by memory. Then I said, I will make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary and forbearing and could not stay. As we all bow our heads, Lord, we love you, Jesus. And we want that fire to burn within here tonight. We want that Holy Ghost fire to be prevalent. Oh, we need the Holy Ghost fire here tonight. In Jesus' name, move upon us. Anoint us, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated in the name of the Lord tonight. You know, there's something about fire. The need for the fire within. Oh, how bad we need that fire within. Oh, our life would be nothing without that fire. Our life would be just as any other life without that fire. But I am so glad to know that I can come into His house tonight and I can feel the warmth of the fire of Him. I can feel the warmth of the Holy Ghost. You know, fire, it's got two sides to it. It can be constructive or destructive. Oh, many of us, man, we've all had fires and we've seen them. Burns houses down and burns the buildings and burns all the grass and fire burns people and hurts people. And it's sad when that happens. But you know, fire is very constructive in another manner. It heats houses. It gives us energy. That's what keeps our lights going. That's what keeps us warm in the wintertime. That's right. And there are certain experiences that may hurt us. But oh, those experiences help us to grow. Just like fire, it hurts people, but then at other times, it keeps us warm. It keeps us alive, and it keeps us from freezing to death. You know, there's a lot of people who get the Holy Ghost. There's been revivals here lately. 2,000 of them get the Holy Ghost in one revival. Yeah. Yeah, they got the Holy Ghost, but the question that I want to ask is, did the Holy Ghost get them? I see people come to the altar, and oh, they pray and they cry, and they'll squall and bawl, not all over everywhere.
Yeah.
And they'll speak some kind of tongue. I don't know if it's the unknown tongue or not. And they say they got the Holy Ghost. But you see them in church next week, and they look like they're at the first church of the Frigidaire. You know what I'm saying? They got the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost and fire didn't get them. Oh, we've got to have the Holy Ghost on the inside. It's got to be a flaming fire burning from within. Hallelujah. Enthusiasm. Man, this brother that gets up here, man, he is fired up now. If you stand back here, he's just like that the whole time he's back here. He's going just like this the whole time. He can't stand still. You know what that is? That's not the icicle he's sitting on. That's the fire that's in his heart. That's the fire that's burning on the inside. He's got that Holy Ghost fire. Enthusiasm in Greek means in God. And there are people who come and, oh, they're supposed to be in God. Sitting there with their head propped back, sitting there on their pew of ice, saying, I don't have to worship. That's not my way. I am not an enthusiast. I am not emotional. I don't go for all this stuff. Well, now, I'm not the kind of guy that believes, you know, that you should get up here and tell somebody it's your turn to shout or it's your turn to run. Or, you know, if you're going to do it on your own. But you say, no, I'm not that emotional. I'm not that excited. You know, I've got the Holy Ghost, but I don't get all shook up about stuff like that. Then I want you to do me a favor. The next time you see a fire burning, go jump in the middle of it and try to put it out and tell me you're not excited and you're not emotional.
Yeah.
Your britches get on fire, you get emotional. Yeah. Tell us about the old guy. There's a big fire in town. Bad drought, big fire in town. The big building was burning down. He couldn't get enough water pumped from the well to put it out. And so here comes a big old truckload, 8 kids in the back end. And they come swinging around the corner. They run right in the midst of that fire. And them kids take the jumper. They take their overhaul jumpers, and they beat this place, and they beat that place. And old mama stand over at the bonnet, saying, over here and over there. And them kids are beating that fire, and they beat it plumb out. And they took up a big collection for the daddy. Said, now what are you going to do with your big collection? Got him $35. He said, first thing I'm going to do is get the brakes fixed on this truck. That's the way some people are. They'll get in a little bit of fire and they say, whoa, what am I doing in here? What am I acting like this for? I want you to know that when you get in the Holy Ghost, you don't need any brakes. All you need to do is keep on going. Keep on getting more and keep on getting more excited. You know, the other night in the prayer room, they had a fire going over there, and it scared me to death because I thought so many people was going to get caught on. Well, it didn't happen. I'm glad. See, we come to church, and after we had that big fire built over there, we come to church and we tapped it back down to a match again. But see, once we build the fire, let's not put it out. Let's keep that fire burning from within. Let's keep that Holy Ghost alive and well in our soul. Hallelujah. We need that enthusiasm. There are people who say they are in God, but they don't get enthused about anything. Oh, let me take you back to the Greek, where it says that enthused means in God. And when I get in God, I get enthused. When I begin to think just like the old man I told you about the other night, with the old mule out in the middle of the field. He said, man, when I get to thinking about all God's done for me, you know what he's doing? He's getting enthused. You know what else he was doing? He was getting in God. He liked what he was feeling in God. He liked the Holy Ghost he was feeling in God. Hallelujah. There are times when we come to church and it's all happened to us. It's happened to every one of us. We get so tired and we get so wore out, and especially in revival. And I know how you're feeling because I do it every week. Man, we get so wore out come the weekend and we get so tired. But you know, that fire will give you strength. That fire will give you energy. And when I get myself in the prayer room, I'm yawning, man. I'm stretching. I'm trying to get myself awake for service, you know, come the weekend because I get tired. Oh, but when I leave that prayer room, I am shouting. I'm feeling good because that fire has kindled within and it has put some energy in there. The Lord is my strength. How's the Lord your strength? He's the fire. He's that fire. He's that fire. Fire is an energy giver. At the Niagara Falls up there, Canada and Buffalo, New York, around in there, they got this little boat called the Maid of the Mist. And it takes people right up next to those falls. So you can feel the steam, you know, that mist coming off of all them falls coming down there. And you know, that's a lot of current coming off of those great tall falls into that pool of water down there. It's a lot of current pushing downstream. But that little boat, it tugs and pushes and tugs and pushes, and before long, it pushes against that stream. How can a little boat like that do it? How can the Maid of the Mist, how can that little tugboat push against all that current? She's got a fire built down in that engine, and that fire keeps her pumping. That fire keeps her pushing. That fire keeps her going. And all there are times when the current gets heavy and the devil gets rough, but I throw another stick on the wood. I put another stick of wood on the fire, and I get excited on the inside. And I say, I can. I know I can. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. All things can be done through Christ Jesus. That's right. Oh, man. Oh, yes. You know, when the going gets tough, the little saying says, the tough get going. And when the devil puts a little clinch on you, he puts a little vice on you, he makes you feel like you can't do much. That's when I make up in my mind, I'm going to chunk another log on the fire. And I'm going to do a little more. I'm going to push a little harder. Amen. I want that fire to be burned up on the inside. Amen. I want that fire to be alive on the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. I want that fire on my soul. I want it to be like Jeremiah said. Fire shut up in my bones. You get a fire on the inside of you. Man, I ate some of that taco stuff one time. And I mean, I felt like I had fire on the inside of me. And I know I could have drank up a river if there had been one close by. But for some reason, every glass of water I drank wouldn't put that fire out. And that's the way I want it to be with God. When I get the fire on the inside, when I get that Holy Ghost fire alive, and the devil starts pouring water on it, and he starts throwing this problem and this trial, I want to be able to look at him and say, ain't no water going to put this fire out. Ain't no temptation going to put this fire out. Ain't no trial going to put this fire out. Hallelujah. How many got fire on the inside? Act like it. Ooh, wasn't expecting that one, was you? I wasn't either. Hallelujah. Jeremiah got down. He got discouraged. He got to feeling a little bad. For some reason, he wasn't reaching the people. For some reason, the people wouldn't listen to him. And as he got a little discouraged, the Word of God came as a fire that was shut up in his bones. And oh yes, teaching is good. I like good teaching. I like to hear the teaching. In fact, I went to a year of Bible school, and I gained a lot from that year of teaching. But it's by the foolishness of preaching that we get places with God. It's by that Holy Ghost that we get places with Him. And it's not the music that gets down in your bones. It's not the beat of the drums, as much as I love them. It's not the piano or the organ or the guitar or all the musical instruments that we have today. It's not the storytelling. It's the Word of God that gets down in your bones. It's the Word of God that's like fire. Hallelujah. When it comes to preaching, you know what we need? We need it to get down on the inside. So many of us today, we'll sit through a sermon and it'll go in this ear and it'll circle around the little brain a couple times and go out the other ear. Every time I pray, I say, God, don't let the things I say go in one ear and out the other, but let it go into the brain and let it soak into the heart. Let it get down on the inside and burn. You get something burning, you ain't going to sit on it long. You got to do something about it. Have to do something about it. Oh, Lord, let us feel that fire. You know, there are times when we fight against the forces of evil. There are times when we fight against powers of darkness. And there are times when we as young people and young... Don't overlook me and say I'm an old fogey, because I ain't. I just turned 20 not long ago. So watch out. Probably whoop any of you boys all right. No, I'm just kidding. I better watch myself here, brother. Get myself hurt. But oh, those temptations that come so bad, and we'll get little grudges in our heart, and we'll get a little strip of envy, and we'll get a little bit of hatred, and we'll get a little bit of worry, and we'll get a little bit of strife. And you know what we need the Word of God for? There it is now. This is where it does us good. It's going to get down there and it's going to burn out those old weeds of envy. It's going to burn out those old weeds of hatred. It's going to burn out all those old weeds of nastiness, of filthiness, of sin. Yeah, that's why I like that fire. Oh, man, we've all had our times when we think, oh, Lord, I failed you now. I've gone too far. And that's when I've got to go back to God and I've got to say, now, Lord, I want you to take that Holy Ghost and fire. The Holy Ghost and fire. And I want it to burn out everything in my life that shouldn't be. All the things in my life that shouldn't be. Should there be any little seed of anything in there? I want it to burn it out. You know, that fire spreads. Just last week, we was in Benton, Arkansas. And last Sunday, I don't know if y'all remember, now it was windy where we was. I mean, real windy. Man, it was whipping dresses and hair and everything else everywhere. Blowing wigs off. Almost lost my own. But man, I mean, it was terrible. And we was on our way to eat. And we seen a fire. A little bitty old fire. It wasn't that bad. And it wasn't too long till fire trucks were coming from everywhere. Because the wind began to blow it. And it began to go from this side of the highway. And I am not exaggerating. It jumped over the highway and started burning the other side. The wind blew the flames of that fire all the way across the highway. And it began to burn the other side. And I guess they worked on that for quite a while. Because on our way back now, fire trucks were gone. And all you could see was just black grass. And you know what happened? On the way back, out of nowhere, or maybe somebody said it, out of nowhere, there just popped up another little fire. And it jumped across the highway. And it was going right for a propane gas company. That's the truth. They had three fire trucks out there sitting alongside that propane gas company trying to stop that fire. But young people, you're weak. Now, we got to have mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to pay tithes and keep the church going. But we need you to keep this thing alive. That's right. We need you to keep this fire burning. We need you. Now, there's times when mom and dad and grandpa, they come in and the arthritis got them in the back and they can't get up like they need to. Or they're tired from working all day. And that's understandable on the older folks. But you young people, there's no excuse. We have got to get that Holy Ghost in fire. And we've got to get it burning. We've got to get it down on the inside. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to jump from this side to this side. There's nothing there, but it's going to jump. And then it's going to jump. And then it's going to jump. And before long, we're all going to be jumping. Before long, we're all going to be shouting. Hallelujah. That's what's going to happen.
Right.
Unless you take something, put it out. You know what I've been trying to figure out? Maybe I better not say this, but I'm going to. These girls have been sitting out here like deadheads all week and now Saturday night. I don't know why they're getting with it tonight.
This is the night to get with it.
Okay. I thought there may be a couple of persuaders on that front row. Like I said, I probably shouldn't have said that, but nevertheless. Okay, I'll take it back. But really, Sister Perry, I'm sorry. I'm going to get it for that when I get home. But young people, and from with all serious now, if we can get that fire burning on the inside, if we can get that fire burning like it's never burned before, it's going to jump from you to one of your moms and your dads. And it's going to jump from them to another somebody. And then to another somebody. And you know who can set this church on fire? Grandma and Grandpa, it's going to be hard. Mom and Dad, they can do it, but it's difficult. You young people are the one that can set this church on fire. You're the one that can set this city afire. You can set it ablaze for the Lord. This is your night. This is youth night. Hallelujah. When Moses was out there in the desert, he walked upon this burning bush that wasn't being consumed. And I'm sure that at first, knowing how fire works, he stood back and scratched his little bald head. Well, whether he was or wasn't, let's say he was. This time. But he scratched his head, you know, because fire usually, when it burns, it burns something. But you don't want to know what that fire was? It was the Word of God. It was the voice of God that began to burn. It was the voice of God through the blazing and burning bush that told Moses to set those that he was going to set those children of Israel free. It was through the fire, through the flaming fire. And young people, it is through the fire that burns on the inside of you that's going to set you free. It's the fire that burns on the inside of you that's going to set others free. I can't do it. Mom and Dad can't do it. But young people, you can. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Man, there's times when them weeds, as a young person, when I was 16, 17, 15 years old, them weeds of a little this and a little that, you know, I never did get real bad, but it's just the idea. We just kind of slip up every once in a while, and those weeds of envy and those weeds of who's got a better girlfriend and who's got a better car and who got a better new suit and who got the Adidas tennis shoes and all that kind of stuff. That make you mad. Yeah! That make you mad. I only had 20. They had 22. But you know, those little things that burn a bush down on the inside of you. And I pray, God, burn that bush and set me free. Burn that bush with your word so that I'll be set free. Get rid of all of it, Lord, because I want my life to be set ablaze. I want it to be like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I'm not mistaken, it was Jonathan Edwards. And I'm going to tell this and dismiss. It was Jonathan Edwards who the Lord spoke to him one night, told him to go preach. He didn't know who to preach to. He didn't even know what to preach. He began to pray and he began to seek God. And he walked out in the middle of the field one day. He began to preach. Wasn't nobody to preach to, but he began to preach. That night, he crawled in under some bushes and went to sleep. The next day, he got back out, preached. Preached the word. He preached. And he preached. This went on for about 3 weeks. All he did every day was preach. preaching, preaching. He preached the word, trying to find the lost souls. There wasn't a lost soul anywhere around. But he preached the word because he knew that that word would start a flame somewhere. And you know, it wasn't too awfully long until that. Now, this is no lie. This is in the history. It wasn't too awfully long until this old farmer over here, plowing up and down the rows of his crop, he just turned those mules loose and told them to go back to the barn, and he took off a walking. He said, "There's something calling me over there." And it wasn't too awfully long till a family from over here, they said, "Man, there's something over there that's drawing me closer. I've got to go see what's going on." And it's no lie. It is a proven, it is a fact that before long, there was over 1,000 people that had gathered in that field. Not because of the kind of suit he had on. Not because of the kind of Bible he preached out of. Not because of what kind of a preacher he was. It was the idea that Jonathan Edwards was preaching the Word of God. And it began to set a blaze here. And it set a blaze there. And it set a fire here. And before long, the fire began to spread. And people began to come from everywhere. And you want to know what else happened? They left with the Holy Ghost. They left with that Holy Ghost in fire. They got it way down on the inside. And they left feeling better than what they came. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we all stand tonight. Oh, how we need that fire within. How we need that fire within. I haven't preached to the sinners tonight, I don't guess. I guess all I can say is if you're tired of that cold, dry, dead world, there's life in fire. That Holy Ghost will give you life. That Holy Ghost will give you life. And if you're tired of that dead life tonight, if you're tired of that cold church that you go to, if you're tired of the ways of this world, I want you to know that there's life, and not only life, but life everlasting in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. The young people, I preach to you tonight, because if I don't do anything else during this revival, young people, I want to see you set a fire. I want to see you set a fire. You know what I'm saying, young people? Let's relight the fire. Remember how it used to be. Now, mom and dad, you can even think about this one. Remember when you first came to church? Man, you first got this Holy Ghost. Wasn't nobody telling you that it wasn't real. You was telling everybody. I mean, you were on fire. Everywhere you went, you told them about Jesus. Every place you went, you had to tell them about the Lord. Every time you went somewhere, you had to mention something about Jesus. And oh, how good it was. But then after a little while, it dwindled down. And now there's just a little flame there. There's just a little burning there. Something on the inside that's keeping us going. Just enough to get us back to church. It doesn't have to be that way. Then we can find that Holy Ghost in fire. We can relight the fire here tonight. We can relight that fire here tonight. Hallelujah. Relight that fire on the inside. Oh, Lord. We need that fire on the inside. We need that fire on the inside. Hallelujah. How bad we need that fire on the inside. We do. We need that fire on the inside. Hallelujah. What keeps you coming back to the church? What keeps you coming back to church? What keeps you alive? What keeps you going? What makes you want to come back to this church? What makes you want to come back and hear this preacher? What makes you want to come through those doors? The idea that your name's on the book? The idea that it's your obligation? Oh, I want you to know that I didn't come here because my name's on the book. I didn't come here because it was my job to preach. But I come here because there's a fire on the inside. Hallelujah. That's keeping me alive. It's keeping me going. It makes me feel good. Jesus is keeping me alive. Young people, I'm going to put you on the spot tonight. And if one of you raise your hand and you ain't telling the truth, the Lord's going to know about it. Now, I don't want to put any of you on the spot. And I hope I don't do it tonight. But if you really want to be set afire, if you really want to have something to shout about, now, I don't want you shouting just because the preacher tells you to shout. I don't want you shouting just because somebody gets up here and sings a good song. I like to shout with good songs. But I want you to shout because there's something on the inside. I want you to shout because you've got something to shout about. If you're alive, I want you to sing it with us now, just the young people. Now, if you old folks start joining in, I'm going to think you're a young person.
Ghost and fire, and it's keeping
young people, can
alive.
You see me right now?
Keeping me alive.
Are they alive tonight?
Keeping me alive. Well, it's the Holy Ghost.
What do you think? Are they alive tonight?
Keeping me alive. Jesus,
set me a new flame, Lord. Give me something to live about.
Me.
Hey!
And it's keeping
yes it is. It's keeping. Come on, young people. Hey, now if you ain't a young person, don't let me catch you singing.
All over me. And it's
come on, young person. Sing it with everything you've got.
Jesus,
one more time now.
Well,
the Holy Ghost and fire. And it's keeping me alive. Give me something to shout about. Give me something to pray about. Give me something to be proud of. Give me something to look good about. Here's the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus is keeping me alive.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay. I think we got him alive now. What do you say? I was going to say all us old folks. I'll go ahead and say it. I join in with y'all age. All us old folks, when we came to the Lord, we found the fountain of youth. Oh, yes, we may die from this life. But when we die from this life, you know what happens? We just begin a new life that will last for eternity. So we can't all be young people tonight. What do you say? Let's all join in with the young people and sing it now.
The Holy Ghost and fire.
Ready to keep on me alive. Oh, keep on me alive. Oh, keep on me alive. Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire. And it's keeping me alive. Oh, Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh, well, it's all over me. And it's keeping me alive. Oh, well, keeping me alive.
Oh,
it's keeping me alive.
I'm feeling all over me. And it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Well, the devil, he don't like it, but it's keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive.
Well, the devil, he don't like it, but it's keeping me alive.
Jesus is keeping me alive.
Well, the devil, he can't help it, but it's keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive.
Well, the devil, he can't help it, but it's keeping
me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.